This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Janet Allen, J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E-A-L-L-E-N. Date of birth, 09-21-1947. Date of appointment, July 10th, 2024. Requesting physician Laura Arnezzi, L-A-U-R-A-A-R-N-E-Z. Dear Laura Arnezzi, I have the pleasure of seeing Janet Allen today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 76-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman. Who on 6/07/24 developed right upper extremity weakness and unable to speak. She was having trouble getting the words out. Prior to the patient arrival to the emergency room, her symptoms improved, but still she was having some symptoms. MRI of the brain done, which shows ill-defined 2 cm area of T2 flare hyperintensity within the right cerebellum. This is non-specific and not adequately evaluated by this non-contrast MRI of the brain. MRI of the brain with contrast not done due to the renal failure. Today she is here in my office for follow-up. She was in the hospital for about 6 days and then went home. She is doing good. Speech is back to baseline. Hand is also back to baseline. She is taking aspirin 81 mg PO daily and a atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. Past medical history. Hypertension, hypothyroidism, past surgical history, colonoscopy, medications, amlodipine, atorvastatin 40 mg, carvedilol, hydrochlorothiazide, aspirin 81 mg, cholecalciferol, levothyroxine. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, drinks once in a while. She is single, lives alone, have 3 children, family esteem, mother disease, heart problem and stroke, father disease, heart problem, 8 sisters, 4 brothers. review of the system. Please write allergy, no known drug allergy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, weakness. Physical examination: blood pressure 120/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2. Regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinusitis, but edema of the ankle present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 76-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, transient cerebral ischemia. Number 2, probably stroke. Next paragraph, patient is almost back to baseline. I will continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily and atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. The importance of good control of blood pressure explained to the patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. At that time, I will repeat the MRI of the brain. If renal function will be okay, then MRI of the brain with contrast. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.